إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran about his ni'mat, and he said, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah said, if you want to count the ni'mat of Allah, you will not be able to count. And this is quite literally true. It's not hyperbole, it is not something which is being said as an example, it is not poetic license. This is quite literally true. And the other day this struck me even more, because during Jummah, when I said in terms of making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I said make a table, write down and say what are the blessings of Allah in one column. And then on the in the next column, write down what you do with those blessings. Is it something that you are using to please Allah, or are you using those blessings in a way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited? When I was saying that, I thought to myself that quite literally, if we just try to count, stand in front of the mirror, look at yourself and say, what has Allah given me that I need to be thankful for? If you just count, it is impossible to count. I mean, there are so many. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in two places, where he said that if the seas are converted into ink, and if you write the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that ink will be exhausted, and even if you fill it back, that's double the quantity of the volume of the oceans, it will still not be sufficient to write the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once again, that is quite literally true, to say that the blessings of Allah which we have, if you just think about them, how many they are. Now, shukr therefore is something, Allah began his kalam with shukr, and therefore it is something that we need to do, and we need to do as much as possible. There are two words that are used in the Quran. One is shakir, which is ism fa'il, which is somebody who is grateful when something is given, who is doing shukr. And the other word is shakur, which is someone who is constantly in a state of shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this as a special praise for Nuh alayhi salam, where he said, abdan shakura. He said, he is a slave who is shakur, who is always in a state of gratefulness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray in the night, and sometimes he would stand for in salah so long that his blessed feet would swell up with the blood collecting in the feet, standing for so many hours. And Sayyidah Aisha radhiyallahu anha, she would feel the difficulty or the pain, and she asked him. She said, "Ya Rasulullah, why do you do this? Allah has not ordered you to stand the whole night in salah or something. Why do you do this?" So he said, "Afala akuna an abdan shakura." He said, "Is it not right? Do you not want me to be before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a slave who is shakur, who is constantly in a state of great gratitude?" Now, if you think about this, when we get something from Allah, to say to be grateful for that, this is normal. We should do that. If we do not do that, and may Allah forgive us, there are people among us who also do not do that even after that. You get something, you say, "Kya itna chula?" You think, especially on a daily basis, I'm giving these examples because these are on a normal basis. Food comes on the table. You look at the food and you make a negative remark. Ye nahi hai. गोश्त का सालन नहीं है, खाली बघारा है, खट्टा सालन नहीं है. Think about that. You are saying, what food has come? You are not grateful for that. You are saying, oh, this is not here, that is not here, and you make critical remarks. Think about the people who find something in the garbage, in a garbage bin. They are rooting around for food in a garbage bin, along with pie dogs, in the same bin. They find something and eat. If Allah wanted, Allah could have made you and me among those people. Allah has not made you. Allah gave us food, alhamdulillah, good food, which is cooked for us and which comes on the table for us. Should we not be thankful for it? If something is there or not there, this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is the Raziq? It's not your cook, it's not your wife. The Raziq is Allah. The cook and the wife, these are all means through which the food has come to you or whoever who made the food. But the actual Razzaq Udul Quwwatil Matin is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has given you something, and instead of being grateful, we make a critical remark. How nasty is that? So I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about people who are thankful. So you say, alhamdulillah, this food is very nice, alhamdulillah. So this is good. But what about the people who, the ibad of Allah, who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they have difficulties? Yeah, if you think about this, do we thank Allah when we get blessings? Do we thank Allah when we have difficulties? Sounds like an illogical thing, you know. Why would I thank Allah I will have sabr, I will not say anything, I will not complain, but I must actually thank Allah when I have difficulty. If I have a pain, I must thank Allah. If I have some, you know, health issue, I must thank Allah. If I lose money, should I thank Allah? If I have some other trouble, should I thank Allah? Where is the thankful? Why should I thank Allah? The other day, our Khamar Sahib said, Ahmad's father-in-law, he told me, he said a friend of his mentioned this thing, that he was going somewhere and he tripped and fell down, and he got up and said, alhamdulillah. So the person was with him, he said, you just fell down, what is the alhamdulillah, why are you saying alhamdulillah? He said, I'm saying alhamdulillah because I was able to get up. I didn't break something. I fell down, but I'm able to get up and I did not break anything. Now think about that. What kind of people are these? This is the issue of being shakur. And that's why one of the great scholars, he said that there's a person who gets material things, whatever it is, you know, whatever you pay for children and family and money and influence and so on and so on. And you thank Allah. So you got something and you thanked Allah. But think about this, that there are people in the world who anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to get all these things. Yeah, you want money, so you go and you get into some haram transaction, you take money on interest, you borrow or you pay. All kinds of things people do. They gamble, they do all sorts of stuff. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, in Surah Al-An'am, Allah mentioned this specifically, where he said that when people exceed in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens on them abwaab us-sama, the doors of the heavens are opened. Allah gives them more and more and more. So they become completely, totally ghafil. They become totally, completely immersed in their sin when they are then caught. Baghtatan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, suddenly they are caught and then they are completely, فَهُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ, they are completely broken in spirit. They do not even have time to make tawbah. So, one is to, in order to gain the dunya, you are losing Allah because you are angering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another person is that he lost something, he is in pain, and when you are in pain, the normal thing, and that's one of the reasons also why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes gives pain, so that we return to him. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we give them وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, Allah says, we give them a small punishment before the big punishment, so that they can return to us. Because the reality of most of us is that we think of Allah only when there is trouble. How many people do you know who everything is going good, he's got this fantastic benefit, and he says that at that time he prays 2 rakat of salah or he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people, I'm not saying nobody does it, but usually you are too busy having a party, you're too busy celebrating to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the first thing that comes in your mind? Not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe it comes later. But first thing, that doesn't come. Some people doesn't, never comes. But when there is pain, almost immediately, you know, even the reflex action is to say Allah. If he is a Muslim, if he gets, Allah, because he got hurt somewhere. So, in this case, if you think about it, the pain actually led you to Allah. The loss led you to Allah. So, you lost this, so you found Allah. So, this one of the scholars made this beautiful statement. He said, if the man gained everything, and he lost you, He's speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, if he gained everything and he lost you, then what has he gained? What has he gained? And if he lost something and he found you, then what has he lost? If he gained something and he lost you, what has he gained? And if he lost something and he found you, then what has he lost? He's not lost anything. If you think about this, and you look at the lives of the Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the lives of the Anbiya in order to for us to take lessons from. And it said about the life of Ayyub alayhi salam that when he was in his difficulties, when he lost everything completely, totally, his health, his wealth, his children, everything he lost. And his health, he lost to the extent where literally he had some kind of form of leprosy or something, where even literally pieces of his body would fall off, digits would fall off, fingers would fall off. And he was in such a bad state that people, he was one of the leaders of the community, he was one of the chiefs, but the people rejected him and they literally chased him out of the town. They said, go stay outside, don't even be in our town. And then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored all this for him. When he made dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored everything, his children, everything else, all his wealth and health and everything else. So it said that somebody asked him, what was the most beautiful time of your life? And he said, the time was when I was in suffering. They said, why? Because he was suffering. He said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to ask me, Ayyub, how are you? Allah used to ask me, how are you doing? And he used to say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, all praise and all thanks to you. Now, that is the issue of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody asked Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu. They said, they asked him when he was in Baghdad during the Khilafah of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Somebody asked Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu. They asked him, they said, which was the best part of your life? He said, the sweetest part of my life, the best moment of my life was when I used to be dragged on the burning sand without my shirt, and they would put a rock on my chest and I would say, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad. That was the best part, the sweetest part of my life. They asked him, why did you say that? He said, because it used to enrage the man who was torturing me. Think about that. He's not trying to get out of this punishment. He's not trying to say, well, what can I do where the punishment will be reduced? He said, no, I used to say deliberately because it used to enrage him. He used to get very angry when he heard this, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ahadun ahad. He would get extremely angry. So I used to say it to make him more and more angry. I would not stop saying it. I used to say it to enrage him. Now, this is the whole issue of shukr. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the ibadah shukr. Those who are always grateful to him, where we completely turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are grateful. Inshallah, tomorrow, with Allah ta'ala, we'll talk about how this shukr is possible, what all is required and why, and how we should do it, inshallah. But today, just let us think about this, and I want to leave you with this beautiful quote of this great alim, where he said that if somebody loses something, if somebody finds something, he gains something and he loses Allah, then what has he gained? And if he loses something and he finds Allah, then what has he lost? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always enable us to be grateful to him and to be thankful to him for what he has given us, so that we are not just shakir, but we are from the ones who are called ibadiyya shakur, the people who are among those who are always grateful to him Jalla Jalalu for whatever he has given. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.